Launch good.
Good launch.
Good what?
No, launch food.
Hey, I know it's Ramadan, but we are launch good.
Ooh, launch good.
My mosque fundraiser was on it.
Yeah, my friend shared the Gaza school campaign.
That's us.
Oh, I think they're the ones where you can automate your daily giving in Ramadan.
More than 500,000 people have given and raised over $100 million on LaunchGood.
Join our 30-day Ramadan challenge and support a different cause every day on launchgood.com/Ramadan.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another session of Character from the Quran. This is a series that we've been doing here at Qalam all throughout the month of Ramadan, where all of our instructors, all of our scholars have been participating in this series, where we every single day share a characteristic, an element of good conduct, noble character, dignified behavior that is mentioned within the Quran and taught to us within the Quran. From the point of view that the Quran, of course, this is Ramadan, the month of the Quran, and the Quran is guidance for all of mankind and humanity. And so obviously we try to benefit from the Quran as much as we can during the month of Ramadan. But furthermore, when you add in the element that something that, you know, is very powerful, that when the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the mothers of the believers, whenever they were asked about the character of the Prophet ﷺ, they would say, "Kana khuluquhu al-Quran." That his character was the Quran. He was like a walking, talking Quran. He was living and breathing the Quran. So from that point of view, we thought that it would be very practical and beneficial for us to focus on character from the Quran. So alhamdulillah, we've been having these sessions all throughout the month of Ramadan. And if you're just coming to learn about them now, you can go to the Qalam YouTube channel. You can go to the Qalam Facebook page, and you can also go to the Qalam podcast, where you will find all the previous sessions, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So every single day we talk about one particular characteristic that we can develop and we can cultivate within ourselves. The characteristic that we're going to be talking about today is called, in the Arabic language, husnul mu'amala, which can be translated in a number of ways. But the way that we're going to approach it today is honest dealings. Honest dealings, meaning business dealings, transactional dealings, professional dealings, that making sure that we engage in those dealings and interactions in a very honest way, with honesty, with decency, with integrity. And so that, inshallah, is going to be our focus here today. And particularly, I wanted to share a couple of verses to set the premise and then inshallah take the conversation from there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He talks to us time and time again about this very important element and aspect of our deen and our religion, which is proper business dealings, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that for the verses that we're going to be taking a quick look at are from Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26, ayahs 181 through 183. So that is Surah number 26, which is called Surah Al-Shu'ara, and we're going to be looking at ayahs number 181 through 183. All right? And inshallah, we're going to have a more extended conversation after we take a look at these verses, but nonetheless, that is something to kind of think about and focus on for now, inshallah, until we move forward with the discussion and the conversation. So in Surah number 26, ayahs 181 through 183, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while telling us the story about the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. So the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to the people of Madian. He was the prophet of God to the people of Madian. And the people of Madian were, you know, they had a number of different issues that he was sent to them in order to help them correct. Key amongst them, core amongst them, the primary amongst them was that they worshipped gods and things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not only and solely worship Allah. So While he was calling them to Allah, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ, that you have no God other than Allah, so worship only Him. Another issue that they had amongst them was that they engaged in unethical and immoral, dishonest business practices. Their financial dealings, their business dealings were highly unethical and were highly dishonest, were very, very dishonest. So he's telling them, أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ, that he tells them that when you deal with people, give full measure and do not sell people short. Give full measure, like because in trade and transaction business, people would buy something, so it's sold with a particular measurement and you pay based off of the measure. You bought a pound of this or a kilo of this and it's $5 a pound, so it's 2 pounds, so you owe me $10, right? So what was very rampant in his community was that people would tip the scales, so to speak, and they would try to cheat people out of money. So I only bought 2 pounds of tomatoes, but the guy had maybe some magnets, some weights kind of, you know, stuck on the bottom of the scale or something like that, to the point where it would show 3 pounds. So even though it was only 2 pounds, it would show 3 pounds. And that way that he would get $15 out of me instead of $10. Dishonesty. So give full measure and do not sell others short. Don't do that. وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, weigh with correct scales. Don't lie, don't cheat. Do it properly. Use correct scales. وَلَا تَبَخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ, and this is the part that's particularly insightful. All right? وَلَا تَبَخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ, do not deprive people of what is theirs. Do not cheat people out of their own things. وَلَا تَعَثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, do not spread corruption on the earth. Do not spread corruption upon the earth. So these are some verses that serve as a basic premise. And from here, inshallah, I'd like for us to kind of carry the conversation forward and go forward, inshallah, into the discussion and into the conversation. This idea of proper business dealings, this is such an important fundamental idea within Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, udkhulu fi silmi kafa, that enter into Islam completely. Islam is a complete way of life. Islam is not a religion that just solely talks about, prayer and worship, and we're doing some fasting here, and we're reading some Quran there, and we are, giving some extra charity over here. But how we do business, how we conduct ourselves professionally, well, that has nothing to do with Islam. Islam is not that kind of a religion. Islam is a complete way of life. And Islam calls on us repeatedly, time and time again, that make sure you enter into Islam completely and you commit yourself to Islam properly, implementing Islam in all aspects of it. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us about. In surah number 23, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the qualities of the believers and the people who will succeed, attain true success in this life and in the next life. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, Allah tells us certain qualities that they have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us they pray properly. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, they have good character, they don't engage in useless things. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, they give charity. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, but then social issues, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they do not engage in immorality. They do not engage in immorality. And then Allah goes on to say, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, they are those people who are very trustworthy and they are honest to their word. When you trust them with something, you can count on them. When they give you their word, you can bank on it. That is a quality of those people. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lengthiest verse in the entire Quran is about how to write a contract, how to borrow money from one another. That is the lengthiest verse in the entire Quran about borrowing money from one another. And so think about that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides so much detail on how to do business, because it is such a core element of our deen and our religion, that we have to learn to be honest and have integrity and be ethical in our business dealings. The companion of the Prophet ﷺ, who served as like a personal assistant to the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years, for an entire decade, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he actually says that مَا خَطَبَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَطُّ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالَ. The Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, never ever publicly addressed the community except that he said, لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ وَلَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ. There is no faith. That person has not realized true faith who cannot be trusted. وَلَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ. And that person does not properly practice Islam whose word cannot be counted on. That is how profoundly important and how significant our dealings are. The Prophet of Allah, and this is something, as I was saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about throughout the Quran. He calls on us, أوفوا بالعقود. Fulfill your business contracts. When you make a promise to someone, you go into a contract with someone, make sure that you keep that promise, that you fulfill that contract. Do not cheat people. Do not lie to people. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. That make sure you always weigh things properly. Never lie and cheat to people. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزُنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, doomed are the liars and the cheaters. Who are those people? They are the people that when they are buying something from people, they want to make sure that everything was weighed properly and they got every little bit that they deserve. But when they are selling to people, they'll lie and they'll cheat to people. You know, when I'm buying something, I'll kick the tires on it. I'll look under it. I'll check it all out. I need to test drive it. I need to make sure it's okay. But then when I'm selling it to people, I'm trying to cheat them. That the Quran says that terrible are these kinds of people. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in a hadith that وَاتَّقُ الشُّحْ. The thing that does this to you is this insatiable greed and this idea of just trying to get more and more and more. And somehow you can get ahead by acting this way. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ الشُّحَ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. This kind of greed, this greed destroyed the people that came before you. حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَكُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ. And it got so out of hand that they started murdering people, killing people. They were willing to do anything and everything in order to just be able to get away and be able to gain a little bit more from someone else. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ذُلْمٌ. That if you can, you borrowed money from someone and you need to now pay them back, you owe them money, and you can afford to pay them back, that for you to delay that unnecessarily, irresponsibly, for you to just delay that is oppression. It is dhulm. It is wrong for you to do that. It is inexcusable. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through his own example, he showed us what our dealings need to be like. What our dealings need to be like, how much honesty and integrity and even generosity we need to have in our dealings, but never ever even get near or approach the line of dishonesty. We stay far away from that. There is a particular incident narrated from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that anna rajulan ata nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a hadith of Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, authentic narration, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yataqadahu, and he basically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had borrowed some money from him, And by the way, the Prophet ﷺ never borrowed money for himself. He would only borrow money that if there was some financial, there was a need in the community, somebody required financial assistance in the community, and they were desperate, they needed help, and the Prophet ﷺ did not have any money to help them with, then he would borrow money to help somebody else. So that's just a little side note. Nonetheless, the Prophet ﷺ had borrowed money from someone, and the man came to collect his debt. The man came to collect his debt. يَتَقَاضَاهُ فَأَغْلَضَ. But unfortunately, he was being kind of nasty about it. And he was being really aggressive, unnecessarily aggressive with the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ was not late. He never said, I'm not going to pay you. The man just kind of showed up a day early and then just came kind of like, you know, kicking the door down, demanding his money. So the man was definitely way out of line in how he was acting. فَهَمَّ بِهِ أَصْحَابُهُ. Some of the Sahaba, they said, all right, let us take care of this situation. Kind of, you know, roll up their sleeves and said, let us deal with this guy. فَقَالَ رَسُولَهِ صَلَّىٰهِ وَسَلَّمْ دَعُوهُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, leave him be. It's okay. Calm down. It's all right. Leave him. فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالَ. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, when you owe someone something, he has a right to speak his mind. I owe him. It is what it is. It's the truth. I owe him. ثُمَّ قَالَ أُعْتُوهُ سِنًّا مِثْلَ سِنِّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, now pay him back. Basically, what the Prophet ﷺ had borrowed and loaned from him was some food items, like a measure of food, like a sack of food. All right? So he said that, please give him a sack of food, supplies, like I had borrowed from him. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَمْثَلَ مِنْ سِنِّهِ. They said, there's only one problem, Messenger of God. We only have better stuff than what he gave you. So he gave the Prophet ﷺ like a basket of dates, but they were like very average quality dates. And when the Prophet ﷺ said, see what kind of dates I have and pay him back, please. Make a basket and pay him back. They said, you only have high quality dates. And he gave you very average quality dates. So what do we do here? The Prophet ﷺ said, أَعْتُوهُ فَإِنَّ مِنْ خَيْرِكُمْ أَحْسَنَكُمْ قَضَاءً. The Prophet ﷺ said, please give it to him because the best amongst you are the people who are the best in paying people back, who have the best financial dealings. It's a terrible contradiction that exists in our community where there's an actual like character in our community. It's a persona in our community where you'll have someone who is quote unquote very knowledgeable and very religious and prays a lot and very active in the community, but is notorious for not being trustworthy in financial dealings. That's a tragedy. That's terrible. That is a terrible contradiction of the deen and the religion. Islam doesn't have room for something like that. And the big tragedy that comes out of that is a lot of times people get turned away from the deen because of people like that. Now, they shouldn't do that. You shouldn't walk away from deen and deprive yourself because of somebody else's, you know, misbehavior. But at the same time, while we advise them not to turn away from deen, we also have to identify how problematic that is. Make sure that you are never someone like that. None of us are perfect. But as believers and as Muslims, we need to stay far away from unethical. Our dealings need to be clean. They need to be honest. They need to be ethical. They need to be dignified. We need to be very particular about our financial dealings. And never ever be a walking, talking contradiction. But rather, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be a walking, talking Quran. Not a walking, talking contradiction of our faith and what we say we believe. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. These sessions that we've been doing in the month of Ramadan are brought to you and made possible through the support and through the help of our partners at Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Please go to hhrd.org to find out, inshallah, how you can contribute. Give your zakat, give your fidya, give your zakat al-fitr, which is coming up now with Eid. So inshallah, please go to hhrd.org. donate and contribute generously. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.